This weekend's Millions More Movement March is attracting some of the same people who went to the Million Man March a decade ago. Jerome Vaughn of Detroit Public Radio reports on one man who will be making his way back to Washington tomorrow.
It was 10 years ago. Keith Owens was a 37-year-old reporter at the time. He says he saw a couple of ads for the Million Man March on television, but it wasn't until several people approached him on the street that he decided he wanted to be a part of history.
Well, I think the thing that really attracted me, made me want to go, was just the idea that a march trying to get a million black men, you know, and I think the idea of whether or not they would pull that off, I didn't know.
Today, Owens is editor of the Michigan Chronicle, one of Detroit's African-American newspapers. Sitting in his office, peering over large-rimmed glasses, he recalls the events of 10 years ago. The day before the march began, he and a group of friends piled into a van and hit the highway in the direction of Washington, D.C. 10 hours later, they arrived in the nation's capital. Owen says the group was pumped up by their experiences in Washington, the inspirational speeches, rubbing shoulders with hundreds of thousands of black men from around the country, the crowd noise, and silent prayers. Owen says the day's experiences left him feeling empowered on the ride home.
For the right cause, for the right reason, you know, blacks can't come together for certain things. You know, I think that this whole thing of everybody being together, that's not going to happen. I mean, there's too many different black people with different points of view, but there's still common threads. You can see that there's a certain common thing that still strikes enough of us that people will respond to it.
Owen's friend, William Hampton, was sitting in the van next to him 10 years ago. At that time, Hampton was working as ombudsman for the city of Ann Arbor, Michigan. Today, he's president of the city's NAACP. Hampton says the march did not accomplish everything its organizers thought it would.
That certainly was not a magic wand that anybody could have waved at that time to make conditions for African Americans better than they were.
But one result of the march, Hampton firmly believes, is the reduction in the crime rate. He contends that the march had a positive effect on young African Americans, leading to an overall drop in crime in Southeast Michigan. But Hampton says, in some ways, the march was like preaching to the choir.
The march, to some extent, was like going to church. I mean, you go to church and you hear the pastor speak and you feel uplifted and you feel invigorated and you feel energized. But unless you take that message outside of the church house and make it work for the good of everybody, you've done nothing.
Kevin Gaines was outside of the church at the time, so to speak. Gaines was in England on the week of the march, but he says the event resonated even there, prompting black and white people in the United Kingdom to openly discuss issues of race. Gaines is now a history professor and was recently named director of the Center for Afro-American and African Studies at the University of Michigan. He says the Million Man March was successful to a limited degree and the historical and social lessons are clear.
I think it's all very well to talk about the need for unity and the need to strengthen black families, but if one doesn't go beyond that with a sort of a concrete political agenda and a strategy for action, then it's no surprise that energy would be dissipated.
Kevin Gaines, for one, will not be traveling to Washington this weekend for the Millions More Movement March, neither will William Hampton. But Keith Owens is making another trip to the nation's capital. He says the march had a profound impact on him and other African-American males in their personal relationships. But Owens is also more cautious this time around.
The good feelings we had last time, I think, was legitimate, and I think it was a good thing, you know, and I think that it shouldn't be torn apart simply because it didn't, you know, huge legislation didn't come out of that. But I think at this time, with the problems that we're facing, I think we can't afford to just come together again to say we feel good being together.
Keith Owens will be one among the thousands of men and women expected to take part in Saturday's march. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Vaughn in Detroit.